This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Kherson Monday, the scene of the biggest victory his troops have won so far since the Russian invasion began in February. He vowed to press on in recapturing all areas occupied by Russian forces. Russian forces fled Kherson last week in their third major retreat since invading Ukraine, and the first time they've abandoned a large regional capital. Director of Graduate Intelligence and Security Studies at Augusta University in Georgia, Craig Albert, spoke with VOA's Flashpoint program Monday about the significance of Moscow's retreat from Kherson.
For being able to reach the city right now, for being able to push, or Russia says they strategically pulled away from the city to regroup. Either way, the loss of that only provincial capital is huge. Russia claims that as a part of their territory now as of last month. So the fact that the way their audience is going to look at it is as Ukraine took some of Russia's territory, that could be a huge information advantage for Ukraine if it nudges that type of propaganda and sends it towards the Russian audience.
Albert says Russia still controls portions of the region around the city of Kherson, and Ukraine is being methodically careful about the possibility of Russia trying to attack the city again. To that point, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned Monday, despite Ukraine's recent battlefield successes, Russia's strength should not be underestimated. During a joint news conference with Dutch government officials in The Hague Monday, Stoltenberg told reporters Russia's armed forces retain significant capabilities as well as a large number of troops. He warned the coming months will be difficult. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden urged mutual cooperation during his meeting Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping ahead of a summit in Bali of the group of 20 leading economies beginning Tuesday. Relations between the United States and China are at their lowest in decades, but Biden told reporters after his meeting with Xi, he and his Chinese counterpart agreed on many issues.
It was also clear that China and the United States should be able to work together where we can to solve global challenges that require every nation to do its part. We discussed Russia's aggression against Ukraine, reaffirmed our shared belief in the threat or the use of nuclear weapons is totally unacceptable, and I asked that Secretary Blinken travel to China to follow up on our discussion.
While the two leaders say they've been in close contact, Tuesday's talks were the first in-person meeting between the two leaders since Biden took office in nearly 2 years. In a statement following the talks, the White House said, While the comments before the talks were polite and complimentary, Biden objected to what it says is China's coercive and increasingly aggressive actions towards Taiwan. Biden also raised human rights concerns during his meeting with the Chinese president. Police are investigating the deaths of four University of Idaho students as homicides. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials say the four students were found Sunday afternoon in an off-campus home near the school when police responded to reports of an unconscious person. They're labeling the deaths as suspected homicides. The department is giving little information and says the investigation is ongoing. The University of Idaho says it canceled classes today out of respect for the students. After the bodies were found, the school had advised students to shelter in place until investigators determined there was no active threat to others. I'm Julie Walker.
The Idaho shootings took place the same day three people were shot and killed on the campus of the University of Virginia in the southeastern U.S. The world's three largest rainforest nations, Brazil, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Indonesia Monday, formally launched a partnership to cooperate on forest preservation. Reuters news agency reported back in August, before he was re-elected president last month, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said he would seek a partnership with the other two nations to pressure rich countries of the world to finance forest conservation. Representatives of three countries, which represent 52% of the world's tropical rainforests, signed the joint statement Monday at talks in Indonesia ahead of the G20 summit Tuesday. The G20 talks coincide with the second and final week of the United Nations Climate Summit in Egypt, where Lula's environmental advisor, Isabella Teixeira, said Brazil is seeking other countries to get involved. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.